Hello, and thank you so much for joining me as I share my research experience from this past summer. My name is Claire Marshall, and I have been fortunate to be part of the Undergraduate Summer Research Internship Program under the supervision of Dr. Alana within the Faculty of Health Sciences. This summer, I was part of a research team that undertook the task of conducting a literature scoping review. This past fall, I was introduced to the process of conducting literature scoping reviews as part of an independent study course, and therefore I was incredibly excited for the opportunity to expand and refine my qualitative research and analysis skills in a more complex and larger scale research project. The topic of specific interest for this research endeavor was cardiovascular care and intersectionality. Expanding from this, my team sought to identify which methods of care for congestive heart failure patients were most prevalent in the available literature in order to narrow our research topic of interest. The specific methods of care intervention that were examined amongst available research on heart failure were self-care, informal care, and rehabilitation. From these preliminary findings, it was discovered that informal caregiving and family caregiving were the most prevalent care interventions among available relevant literature. Therefore, the specific focus of my research this summer was the impact of informal caregiving and family caregiving for individuals with heart failure within racial and ethnic groups. The opportunity to be centrally involved in the focusing of the research topic was a uniquely worthwhile opportunity and allowed me to gain confidence as a health science researcher. As well, it similarly instilled within me a deeper appreciation and enthusiasm for this focalized research. The next step in the process was to develop a comprehensive search string that would capture literature on relevant and applicable groups that this research was focused on. In reflection, this was ultimately one of the most challenging aspects of the research process, as there is no standard search string option that can be entered, which allows researchers to ensure that all applicable groups are included. With regard to this research, those groups were racialized identities. Considerable questions that arose during the stage were what should or should not be considered an ethnic or racial identity, and what is the most encompassing term for different racialized identities to ensure that all available literature was being captured. The challenge at hand was entering each group of interest as its own search term, which created large search strings and a looming fear that a piece of literature could be missed due to a failure to add a relevant search term. After facing initial issues, our team contacted Western Library Services, where our team was able to seek out the expertise of a librarian who helped us create comprehensive search strategies and provided tips to ensure we gleaned more accurate and appropriate search results. This was an enlightening aspect of the research process and allowed me to distill the importance of learning from one's failures rather than becoming discouraged. As well, although this was a challenging process and could be frustrating at times, I developed a greater appreciation for ensuring that I was selecting correct and relevant search terms to inform the intersectional lens of the research. After this setback and the help of my team and Western Library Services, I was able to more effectively navigate research databases and find a bevy of literature that was relevant to the research project. Unfortunately, I do not have the final results to share with you, as I am in the preliminary results phase of the scoping review. However, I will share that I believe that the completion of this research will be incredibly insightful as, from the initial investigation, there are relatively scarce scoping reviews that are available that focus on this topic. I believe this research is of particular importance to the field of health science as it will help inform the bringing of intersectionality to cardiovascular medical research in the future. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my experience within the USRI. I would like to acknowledge and extend my most sincere thanks to Western Research, Western Libraries, and Student Experience, as well as immense thanks to Dr. Salima Alana and Sean Moreau for the opportunity to be part of this developmental experience and their guidance throughout the process. Thank you.